T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Show recap for Monday, December 12th.
If you're the person that goes out to the gift card rack and picks one of these and two of those and four of those, you can feel a little more confident giving those, at least here in New York State. Effective a couple days ago, when you buy cards here in New York State, gift cards or gift certificates, they are not allowed to expire within 9 years. A lot of people would buy the cards, and if they didn't get used within a year or so, they'd be worthless. That is not the case anymore. Also, they will not decline in value due to various fees. So again, some of them you buy the card, and if it's set in a drawer for 2 years, it's worth half as much down the road. They may be redeemed for cash if the remaining value is less than $5. So if you like those gift cards, the new changes, here they are in a nutshell. They are not allowed to expire within 9 years. They will not decline in value due to various fees, and they can be redeemed for cash if there's like $2 left. Anything under $5, you can get that back in cash. So those are all changes that went into effect officially December 10th with cards that were purchased from December 10th on. So if you bought some last month, you're not totally out of luck. Just make sure you use them. Don't let them sit in a drawer for months. Had a great weekend. Headed off to New York. Checked out the Brad Eldridge Glow Christmas concert, which is unlike any event I've ever been to. This is the second time I've caught this tour. And both times, I would say a quarter of the audience showed up in some kind of either costume or like black tie, tuxedo, and gowns. Like it was a prom. People were super dressed up for it. And Brett was in a great mood and obviously had a blast doing the show. So after that was over, you know, you're all full of the Christmas spirit. And then in New York City, of course, you're going to go look at the lights. You're going to go check out all the Christmas stuff. Bryant Park has this Christmas village that's about, and I'm not mocking our Christmas village here, probably about the size of 8 of ours. It's absolutely huge. I spent about 3 hours walking through there. And of course, the world famous Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. Now, the last time I was down there is pre-pandemic for Christmas time. I was there on a weekday. And you were able to walk around and walk right up to the tree. And, you know, there was people there. There was a lot of people there, but it wasn't too crazy. Saturday at 5 o'clock is not the time you want to go see the tree at Rockefeller Center. It was wall to wall, like Darien Lake Lawn concert people wall to wall. And it probably took me, man, to walk a city block, probably close to 45 minutes to get to the other side of that city block. And it was absolutely crazy. But I will say this, for the amount of people that were there, it was cold. It wasn't really snowing. There were some flakes in the air, but nothing crazy. Everybody was in a great mood. I didn't see any fighting. I didn't see any kookiness. And the funny thing for me was, as I was, you know, taking a little break here and there, I pull up the Facebook, see what's going on at home. And some of my friends were posting pictures of the same tree I was looking at from the other side of of Rockefeller Center. So I almost bumped into a bunch of friends. And then Sunday, flying home, killing time at the airport, I see other people I know. My cousin was there. There was a bunch of people at the same exact time I was there. And I had no idea any of them was going to be there. So I didn't bump into any of them. But there was, I'm not exaggerating when I say there was probably 20,000 people standing in front of that tree. That might be an understatement. It was crazy. It was a lot of fun, though.
Thanks for listening to the Billy Kid Show Recap.
If you haven't done so yet, download the Odyssey app, search for Billy Kid Show Recap, and click the follow button.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey! Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.